This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Another hour. A busy one indeed. We're going to chat with Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to chat with the Republican National Committee about what now on the Mueller report. We have Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, talk a little bit about Operation Prairie Dog, an infrastructure bill at the bottom of the hour. And we'll wrap with Chris Berg from a point of view. And read some more of your hilarious texts. Take some more of your calls at 800-228-0550. Ron Ness is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Happy Monday, Ron. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm fantastic today. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and I'm glad to see the oil and gas industry faring as well as it is in the legislative session. It is an industry sometimes that has to scratch and claw for a little recognition as to the amount of economic impact it has on the state and the bounty it has brought to those that dole out taxpayer money. So good to see.
Well, thanks, Scott. We really didn't have a big agenda this legislative session. Most of it is just essentially, let us do what we do. We harvest every day, and I think things are going very well across western North Dakota. Obviously, we know we need continued investment into the natural gas infrastructure. The tribal tax bill, though, was probably the one bill, Scott, that was just significant. I can't tell you the significance of having good tribal-state relations, but more importantly, a stable tax climate in which, if I don't care what business you're in, if you think that your tax can double on any given day, you're hesitant to make that next step. So you go in baby steps, right? So this will help some of the infrastructure to capture more natural gas up there. Plus, the geology is fantastic, and the tax split that the state came up with, 80% to the tribe on tribal lands, 80% to the state on state fee lands within the reservation, that is going to spur investment. And certainly, Tribal Chairman Mark Fox did a great job, as did our legislative leaders, and Senator Jordan Kenyanen up there from Belden, North Dakota, who's in that district, was the prime sponsor of that bill, and I think brought everybody together. But at the end of the day, 84-8 in the North Dakota House of Representatives, the bill I suspect will be signed this week by the governor. And that's a big deal. That's 300,000 barrels of oil a day. That's more than virtually more than about five or six states produce, and that's what's being produced on that reservation. That's probably 10 to 15,000 jobs. As you know, the unemployment rate on the reservation is tumbled from big numbers to virtually nil now, and tribal businesses are growing. But it really helps all those North Dakota service companies that are domiciled in Minot and Tioga and Williston, Watford, Dickinson, Killdeer. That reservation presents some of the best geology in the Bakken, and that got them through the downturn in 2014. And those oil prices are gonna fluctuate. We know that. So you have to have those core properties that investment will continue to flow there even when, prices drop. So that was a big deal, and great support out of the North Dakota legislature. And of course, Governor Burgum was fantastic throughout this whole deal, dealing with the tribe and putting this deal together.
Tell me a little bit about what you think is left in the way of growth slash investment as a result of this. So, it's already been an incredible story when you look at the donut hole that existed with all the development around those tribal lands. Then they get into it. As you say, there was a slowdown, and now we have the natural gas situation that requires more investment. What do you see? How much investment? How much more growth is possible there?
Well, as I said, that represents about 20% of our total production right now, and those wells continue to come in, specifically in that west segment, really that Keene to Mandaree down to kind of the north of Killdeer there. That has become really the epicenter of some of the best anywhere in the world. So if you're doing business there and you've got a drilling rig or two operating, you may add a drilling rig if you know the certainty is there now, and that was really the key to that bill. And of course, your midstream company that comes in and has a contract with you for your gas. They're gonna be more bullish on building more investment, building the pipelines, expanding the natural gas processing facilities that take that gas off the reservation. So I think there's good things. And, of course, you know, the revenue increases back to the tribe will be significant, and that will help the tribe deal with their many issues just like the state has. But the reality is it doesn't cost the state anything because a rising tide lifts all boats. So when you got more certainty, I think it's going to attract more investment. You'll grow production. The state will still retain where it's at. But without that, investment will flee because you just can't continue to invest there if the tax rate goes up and you're paying a 20% tax plus you pay a 20 to 24% royalty off the top without anything else. That's 40% of your growth. So that math just doesn't work. So I think everybody realized that. And prior to the 2007 legislature implementing a tax agreement between the state and the tribe, there had not been a well drilled there for 27 years.
Unbelievable.
27 years, yeah. Because of the uncertainty. And that tells you how important tax policy is to business and to everyone.
Great point. An agency that has been, I think, somewhat misunderstood because people didn't understand why would we want our own EPA, but the Department of Environmental Quality is a reality now, and one of the victories you're claiming this year is more resources for that. But the local component of that is why that's such a positive change, right? To be able to deal with a local environmental regulation versus federal.
So, yeah, Scott, what we're talking about is the Department of Environmental Quality, which prior to the 2017 legislature was part of the North Dakota Department of Health. It was kind of swallowed up in a bigger agency. And the wisdom of the 2017 legislature and Governor Burgum was to step that department out and give it its own nameplate and its own operations. And the significance of that to everyone in North Dakota, from agriculture to energy to everyone, is that as you see happening with the current EPA, they are shedding policies. They're saying, you know what, states, you do environmental quality better than we can. North Dakota has the cleanest air, water in the country, and why should we try and do that on one-size-fits-all policy from Washington? So they allow states to retain primacy on issues like air, water, and of course, soil quality as well. So we're the best of the best in that. Why wouldn't we want North Dakota to do that? And it's a big lift to get the North Dakota legislature to add employees into agencies and essentially grow.
Because that's honestly the biggest problem, right? When the EPA says, hey, you can do it because you're better at it, you have to have the resources to do it.
They will not give it to you if you do not have the resources. So this legislative session, Dave Glatt and the governor's office and really the energy industry as a whole went to work with the legislature saying, you know what, let's continue to give North Dakota more resources. Because what's happening is the EPA is essentially saying, states, you're going to get this. And we don't want the big federal bureaucracy. And, of course, this is extremely important. If you look down the road, whether it's 2 years or 6 years in terms of something like the Green New Deal, who do you think does it better? North Dakota does it way better in all of these regards. But secondly, do we want the federal policies without any North Dakota input? If you have primacy, I think you have more input and more ability to regulate under North Dakota terms and conditions rather than something that's going to be pushed down from Washington through EPA in Denver, then back to North Dakota. So I think it's a super big deal, and applaud the legislature for adding the resources. And, I think you're going to see more of those policies come back to the states. North Dakota will be ready for it if they have enough employees and enough resources.
Only about a minute left, but I want to ask you about, the oil and gas industry in North Dakota is a jobs juggernaut. No doubt about it. Has been for many, many years, continues to be. Are you getting the workforce you need?
No, Scott, we are not. And recruitment is tough, as you know. The western communities are growing and adding more things for, more attractions to bring families here. I think that is, you got to have a place people want to live. We've got the jobs. We got to have a place people want to live. It's not 2009. The rest of the economy in the country is good. So we're seeing a lot of work, though, in terms of workforce development, skills initiatives, parents understanding that I can send my son or daughter to Bismarck State College for 2 years. I just talked to a parent this weekend. Costs about $7,000 to $12,000. They graduated, got a job at a North Dakota ethanol plant and a power process technology for about $80,000. Those jobs in North Dakota's natural gas plants are going to grow and grow and grow. So two-year degree, Bismarck State College, those are the types of programs that you're seeing some discussion in the legislature. You get more high schools to alert and engage students in the skill sets, whether it's electricians or, electronics, welding, truck driving, but the things like power process, power plant technology, those things are all great. We all want our sons and daughters to be engineers and geologists and doctors, but these job opportunities that we have coming in North Dakota are real, and we've got schools that are, you know, full of kids right now, and we need to make those kids fully aware of some of the programs that we've got. And we've got somebody from MBI Energy, Pat Bernoulli, that you ought to have on and talk about, you know, the getting kids excited about opportunities in North Dakota, because I certainly hope my three teenagers can get that fever of North Dakota opportunity.
Yeah, he's a good story himself in coming back, you know, and doing what he did. We've had him on actually a couple of times on different things that are happening right now. But MBI Energy doing a great job partnering with University of Mary to say, here's the benefit you can offer folks, and also in just getting communities where they need to be to attract things. So, good stuff. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us on What's on Your Mind when we come back. Deputy Press Secretary from the Republican National Committee on the Mueller Report findings and what now?
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make and, more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. Let's talk office furniture. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here from the What's on Your Mind program. When I'm behind the microphone on the show, I'm sitting in a Herman Miller chair from Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. They are great to work with. We absolutely love everything they do. Bought about every piece of furniture for our new office from the folks at Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. But this Herman Miller chair is a gold standard. It's unbelievable. This is the Aeron that I'm in. And, you know, it's a high-performance work chair. Empowers the body so you stay comfortable as you work. Dynamic fit. You can customize it so you adapt the chair to your different daily activities. I love that. Ergonomic support, too. So, you know, those of us that sit for a long time in a chair, we've got that support. And that adjustable back support, too, supports, you know, a more natural support to the spine. It's fantastic. There's three different sizes to pick from. Herman Miller, the brand in office chairs. From Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design, Fargo and Bismarck. Online at interofficefargo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question of the day. Times does somebody have to be wrong before you don't listen to them anymore? How many times does somebody have to be wrong before they're no longer taken seriously? Their credibility is nil. Their integrity is thumbs down. Their word is no good. How many times? A lot of great answers on this. Welcome yours at 800-228-0550 or text Todd or me. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. And we're brought to you today by Dak Diesel. CJ and the team hard at it today. Well, look, every day. This is a Bismarck, North Dakota diesel repair shop. But they are doing house calls. Trucks are coming in from all over. Pickup trucks, tractors, semi-trucks, you name it. They service all kinds of diesel vehicles. You want a long-lasting repair? You want maintenance that will keep your vehicle running smoothly for years to come? You call them at 701-258-5011 or check them out online at DakDiesel.com. Cassie Smedley is here. She's Deputy Press Secretary with the Republican National Committee. Talk a little bit about the Mueller report. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you. We're doing pretty well over here today.
Yeah, I'll bet you are, Cassie. That's fabulous. It's a let's just start on that because I think you immediately, understandably, get into battle mode because it's the swamp. But this really is extraordinary when you think of what we could have done without this distraction for the last two plus years, right?
Right, and I heard your question of the day, but then I also pose it a different way. How many times do you have to be right before the media will take you seriously? And, of course, I'm talking about President Trump, but also American voters who said, no, I very deliberately made my vote in favor of Donald Trump in 2016, and I knew why I was doing it, because he went out on the campaign trail and he spoke to me and he made promises that would be good for my family and me, and that was exactly what I wanted to hear, and Hillary Clinton did no such thing. I knew why I was making it, not because of some Russian troll or some big conspiracy theory that Democrat leaders and the media have been peddling for 2 years at the cost of more than $25 million to taxpayers. So I think that's another way that we should be talking about this, is to say the president has never wavered. No collusion. This is all fake. And we now need to ask these questions, too, of why and, frankly, how this special counsel even, or this investigation even started in the first place based off of that phony dossier. How did we get to that point? And for that, we need to be talking to people in the Obama administration and who are at the highest levels of justice in the FBI during the Obama administration.
Yeah, I nobody should have to go through what President Trump, his family, and a large chunk of government have gone through in this thing ever again, all based on a lie, right? So we played clips earlier of the greatest hits of Nancy Pelosi. She might have the prize when she says that she had cold hard evidence of collusion. She probably should have given that to Bob Mueller, or maybe it didn't exist. But, I mean, all of them. All of them. To say, okay, well, your cold, hard evidence was what? Well, I read in the New York Times. Well, what did the New York Times say? Unnamed sources. Okay, New York Times, who are your unnamed sources, right? I mean, let's pull these threads until we find out how this fraud came to be, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is something that, for the media in this country, the disservice that they have done to Americans and the readers, and really, frankly, the integrity of journalism, and that we historically, I think, we can all, nobody gets it right all the time, but prior to President Trump, you knew that there was a bias, but it wasn't as far-reaching as this. They were in cahoots, the media and Democrat leadership, to bring down the president. And yet, based on what, and again, I go back to this idea, as an American voter, I feel incredibly slighted, because we were told that we just didn't know any better when we voted for President Trump. There must be something amiss with us. And doesn't this feel like the morning after the 2016 election all over again? When people who, if all you were doing was watching CNN and MSNBC and reading the Post and whatever, and all you were doing was hanging out in your Democrat echo chamber, you were shocked when President Trump won. And same here with the Mueller investigation, the Mueller report. They were all shocked. There must be something else here. Now we need to move the goalposts and look into something else. There's no way we're not accepting this. But for those of us out in everyday America who listen to what the president's been saying, look at what he's been doing since he's been president, you're saying, yep, that seems right. Let's move on. Let's start working on behalf of the American people, Democrats, as you should have been doing all along.
What do you expect from Democrats now? I know some are playing on the component of obstruction of justice, and Robert Mueller, in my mind, completely punting on his duties. Mm-hmm. Look, you're a prosecutor or not. That's what you do. You don't say, well, I don't know, here's evidence on both sides, and it doesn't exonerate him. Prosecutors either prosecute or they don't, and he didn't, so it's over. You don't say, oh, he's not exonerated. I mean, that was low, but obviously he punted to the attorney general, the deputy attorney general. They have been privy to this all along, especially Rod Rosenstein, and they came up with an answer on that. But obviously the Democrats are saying way more questions than have answers right now. So what do you expect from that? What should they do?
Well, they do what the only thing they know how to do, which is fight President Trump. So expect that they're going to continue to try and say, oh, we need to bring more people in. And I agree with you there that it would have been nice if Mueller had made that more clear, just as clear as he did on the no collusion. But to a point that our chairwoman made last night, that there's no obstruction because there's no crime. And so he was incredibly clear on no collusion. In fact, any attempts by the Russians, which we know they did make attempts to collude, and the Trump team said no thank you. So there was no crime. So then this obstruction thing is really just them grasping at straws. But here's what we do know. We know no collusion. We know the Democrat leaders lied to the American people, and they need to own up to that. We also know that the Obama administration was asleep at the wheel, to put it kindly, and we need answers from that as well. But we know that in the meantime, over the past 2 years, President Trump allowed the investigation to go on without interfering. We know the AG also did not interfere and gave the special counsel whatever they needed, whatever request was granted. And we know that the president has delivered some real results for the American people in the meantime, as evidenced by how our economy is doing, wages up, unemployment record low, and on it goes. And so now we've got 2020 to look at, and you've got these Democrat presidential candidates who also have spent an enormous amount of time saying, this is going to be it. This will prove what we've been telling you. The president is colluding with Russia, et cetera. And now they got to answer for that. And I can't wait. I'm sure the president can't wait to get on that debate stage, to get out on the stump, and to paint that very clear picture of one of you is fighting for the American people. That's President Trump. And all the rest of you were fighting President Trump. Who do you want at the helm in our country? I'm going to go for the guy who's fighting for me every day.
No kidding. Texter says, pride goeth before the fall. Dems are too arrogant to admit they are wrong and cannot back off now. So I guess they're agreeing with you. That's all they know to do. So they're going to do it, no question about it.
At their peril.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, great stuff. Appreciate the update, and I can tell there's a little bounce in the step of folks at the Republican National Committee today. Thanks, Cassie.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Cassie Smedley there, brought to you today in part by our friends at Go Wireline. They're in Dickinson, and they're in Williston. And you know what? They're a great place to work. So if you're looking for a great career with a great bunch of folks, gowireline.com/careers. Or give them a call at 701-572-0886. Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources. Fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders takes her first direct questions from reporters since the release of the Robert Mueller Russia probe summary by Attorney General William Barr.
We absolutely know and have said for over 2.5 years there was no collusion. Now Bob Mueller is also saying the same thing.
Sanders even says the president is willing to see the entire report released publicly, though there are concerns that must first be addressed.
Making sure things like executive privilege and sources and methods and things like that are protected, and that's why the attorney general will look at this and make the best decision, not just for this president, but for America.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to meet with President Trump in the Oval Office, but the prime minister is cutting his visit to Washington short to return to Israel following a Gaza rocket attack on Tel Aviv. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
UND proud. Are you hashtag UND proud? Did you know they're one of the top 25 most innovative colleges? There's a reason to be UND proud. They're first in beyond visual line of sight and a partnership now with the Harris UAS network. So UND first in beyond visual line of sight in this partnership with the Harris UAS network, which is a huge deal because there's a competition all across the country with these FAA test sites. And now they're first, so pretty great. 198 million in donor support since 2013, and more on the way. 300 million in statewide economic impact from UND research. All reasons to be hashtag UND proud. Find out more at UND.edu. 27 before the top of the hour, Senator Rich Wardner is here, who represents very ably in District 37, Dickinson, but also is the Senate Majority Leader. Good to see you again, Rich. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Scott. Thank you for having me.
I've called the Operation Parade Dog bill your signature achievement as your time in the legislature. It's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I think it's turned out very well. You know, for Western North Dakota, they're really happy because there's no sunset on it. They don't have to worry about every session. They have to worry about the in lieu of property tax money coming back to the political subs out there is going to change. And so it's huge for them. And for those people that are around the state, there's a lot of activity out there. There are in some of the hub cities, there's still stranded debt that they have to take care of that was there because of the oil development, new people coming to town, new infrastructure having to be built. And so it is, they're happy. And then for those of that are in the non-oil that are category, the one thing that they told me over the last 2 years is we have infrastructure issues too. We need things taken care of. We've got sewer and water and streets that need to be taken care of. And that's what this money for non-oil counties takes care of, and cities and townships. It's going to be used on infrastructure. It's not used for fancy swimming pools or fancy buildings, Scott. They got to use it on streets, roads, things that are really important. And as I look forward, I see that being a big help to the property tax. They are not going to be special assessing as much or at all because they have these grant monies to take care of it. It will help keep property taxes down over the long haul, although we do not say that it's a property tax reduction bill. It will keep them down over time. And, of course, the last thing I want to say is for the small towns. I grew up in a small town. They collect their property taxes, take care of their bills, and they put nothing away for infrastructure that's going to, you know, come due.
A rainy day fund.
A rainy day. Don't do that. So if you're a small community, this money, if you don't have anything to spend it on, it will grow. They can stay in the Bank of North Dakota and it'll grow, and 15 years later, guess what? You got your rainy day fund to take care of that sewer, that water line that needs to be replaced in your small town. And I always think of Wing, North Dakota, when the water tower went down or the roof went shot on them, and they couldn't find money to take care of that. This would be a perfect opportunity where if they had 10, 12 years of money collected up, and then they would have been able to take care of it with a match from some other source.
One thing that concerned me was that, you know, people get money whether they ask for it or not.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where you're saying if they don't need it, then put it in the bank and use it as a rainy day fund?
That is correct, and they can't. They got to spend it on infrastructure. Now, if they've got some infrastructure, fine. But there's no question, for some of the smaller communities, the amount going out isn't huge. But it will grow over time, and it can be their rainy day fund. And that's what I'll be preaching to them when I speak to, you know, city groups and stuff around. It can be a tremendous boon to these small communities. And remember, we're looking for people to move to this state and work. And a lot of people like to live in smaller communities. And if they can have good infrastructure and property taxes aren't so high, they're going to move there.
How do you ensure that the property tax thing happens? In other words, if I'm a community and I decide to build infrastructure that is outside the scope of my community now, and now I have more to take care of, now property taxes are going to go up. How do you say, hey, use it on existing infrastructure, use it smart, and know that, you know, the taxpayers expect that the property taxes to go down? Because we've seen this movie before with the hundreds of millions of dollars in property tax relief that have gone out that has not exactly have a great record of success in lowering property taxes statewide.
Well, that's the issue the governor is concerned about. He's afraid people are going to use it to expand their communities. Well, I know that most of the communities I've been in, they have a lot of problems in the interior. And I would like to think that the citizens are going to be in tune to this. They're not going to let the city commission go build some development out there and use this money. I would be very disappointed if that happened.
So the strings aren't coming from state government as a result of it, but the strings you expect to come from the citizens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the more we educate the citizens about this money that's coming, and we're not planning for this to be a one biennium, but we'll continue over the bienniums going into the future. At some point, these communities should have good infrastructure in their communities.
Why not a sunset to ensure the money's being spent well before you then go forward with more of them?
Well, we do have a reporting sheet. We tried to make the reporting as simple as possible. So we'll be monitoring how they're spending the money. And we could have had a, you know, you got a good point. We could have put a sunset on it, but we want communities to make sure that they understand that it they don't have to worry that this money is going to be coming, and they can plan to take care of certain defects in their streets and sewer and water and issues in their communities.
You come from oil country, so you know well the impacts of oil development, and some have seen this as taking oil dollars and spreading them out all across the state, which it essentially does. You're saying that at the expense of oil country, not having, given the fact this is a liability that goes forever, right? It's not sunsetted. So what comfort do you have for folks in energy country who are worried about the dollars they're generating going elsewhere when they have big-time future needs?
Well, in the formula, the oil counties get their money from the 5% gross production tax. That is taken out long before the money for the Operation Prairie Dog monies go to the non-oils. That actually takes money away from the state of North Dakota, not from the oil counties. And so there was a concern over in the House, and so they moved some of the SIF money, $400 million, they moved in front of Prairie Dog buckets to make sure the state was at less risk. So it's really SIF money. That's what it would be. It would be state money that's going out and to these political subs. And I'd just like to point out, the only reason we could do it is because we have the legacy money. Scott, I just want to make this announcement and let everybody in the state know, this is a legacy fund project. Even though the money is coming from oil, it is a legacy fund project. It is a legacy back to the people of North Dakota.
Interesting, which is all about infrastructure.
It's all about
right?
infrastructure.
I mean, that's the legacy of the legacy fund.
Absolutely,
is to prepare for the infrastructure. Speaking of which, one piece the governor's proposed is a $50 million to leverage a $100 million private donation for a library that also would be off of the earnings of the legacy fund, which certainly is, you know, infrastructure that would attract folks and have a bit of a legacy. Do you support that?
Well, I'm not against it. I am cautious about doing a $50 million appropriation to the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Foundation and Museum. What I am probably okay with is that if we take $50 million, we keep it at the state level, whether it's kept in the legacy fund or in a special fund, and only the interest would be generated for the maintenance and operation of the Presidential Library, the Theodore Presidential Library, if it's built. But the money is retained at the state, and only the earnings would be for operation and maintenance.
So essentially their own little maintenance fund, if you will.
Well, and I just so you know, Scott, that's was part of, when they talk about $150 million, that's what $50 million was supposed to be, operation and maintenance fund, so that we would be taking care of that part. It's starting to percolate around here, and that I would say if anything happens, that's what it'll be.
Support seems to be building for it. Do you feel that?
Yeah, more and more people are contacting me and saying, yeah, we're for it. Then there's people that say, don't you build that thing. Well, we're not going to build it. We're not going to build it. What we will do is try to help with the maintenance and operation of the thing going forward. And I just want you to know one other concern. Well, if it goes belly up, then we're going to get stuck with it. No, we're going to make sure that the legislation is written. We provide that amount of money from that $50 million, whatever it is, over a biennium, for operation and maintenance. If something happens, then everything stops and we keep it.
Would that still attract a match? Do you think what you've described there would still bring the other $100 million?
Well, I do. I think it would. Why not? It takes care of $50 million that would have to be collected. It would be North Dakota's contribution to this particular project.
But you think something could get worked out here?
I think it could be worked out. We'll find out if the people that are private entities that are planning on donating or contributing to this cause, if they don't like it, well, they'll let us know. But I don't see it getting any better than that.
And a lot of people are looking to you on this project. Do you recognize that?
Yes, I do. I've had my arm twisted many times.
Well, and I think they just see Ed Dickinson, obviously, the connection there, and the Senate Majority Leader and all of those things.
That's true. And I do represent that part of the state, and I would be happy if built down there. But I also know that I have to take care of the state issues too. You know, the state is top priority, and if we can do this, I'm okay with it. I'm surely not against it.
30 seconds to go here. What about in business yet to be done most concerns you?
Well, right now we have a difference between the House and the Senate on the compensation package and inflationary increases. They're at 2-2. We're at 2-3. We'll be meeting again tomorrow, and I think we may have some things that will get us moving off of the spot.
2-2.5. Maybe, huh?
Well, I don't know.
You don't want to negotiate on the radio.
No, I don't know if we'll do 2-2.5, but we got some things that we can negotiate on.
Overall, though, the session going good?
Yeah, overall, the session is going very well.
Great.
And we are getting out of our tight budget.
Which is a relief, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Senator, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the time. Senator Rich Wardner, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We'll wrap up with a final word on the Mueller report. A lot of your great comments. Chris Berg from Point of View after this. Don't go away.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Oh, yes, it's Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused workdays, but certainly great memories. And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni is a slam dunk. A deliciously supreme is a game winner. And you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Got a few cold days left. A heated steering wheel would feel great in those hands. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
And by High Plains Apache, when you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks at No Spray Application. You know what? Nobody knows it like the folks at High Plains Apache. Those guys got it down, and the 2019 models are the best. That new 40 series of Apache sprayers, a new look, new features, financing, leasing available. Good stuff. High Plains Apache. Call them in Mandan, 663-2375. Stop and see them. Fargo, south of, actually, Frontier, south of Fargo. Exit 60, I-29, or online, highplainsapache.com. So I have a very good source that says you were dancing on your desk to the tune of the Celebration by Kool and the Gang that we just played there. So that song was for you, just so you know. Is that true? Were you?
I'm not going to pull a Beto and get up on top of, you know, tables and desks, but yes, I definitely was doing Little J.
Yeah, Beto. You mean the Beto that said there definitely is collusion? He knows there's Russian collusion, that Beto?
Yes, that one, exactly.
Mm, yeah, and the Nancy Pelosi who said she, has, what was it, cold hard evidence, I think was her term, cold hard evidence. You can't make it up. So what's your take on all this?
So, you know, there's so many veins here to go down. The one that I want to talk about, because I want to talk to this perspective, whether you're a Democrat, independent, Republican, whoever, if you're an American, this should scare the heck out of every single American, what I'm about to talk about, and literally keep you awake at night. Because let's break this down. We had the former CIA director, right? This person, Central Intelligence, this person said have all the information that we want to know, correct? He's using words like treason about our sitting duly elected president on television. We've got Jim Comey. Andrew McCabe actually put up a counterintelligence investigation, Scott. Former head of the FBI at one point, right? Because he literally thought to himself, gee, I think our president could be a Russian agent. These are people running the supposedly greatest intelligence agencies in the world, got all the information you want, and these guys are out talking about treason and a Russian agent of a duly elected president that clearly now shows there's not one iota of evidence for that. How does that happen?
How does 675 days under a cloud of suspicion and all these people saying this, and of course a presidential candidate being spied on, how does the intelligence apparatus of this country, John Clapper and John Brennan, the Justice Department and FBI and James Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page and all, if you need an investigation about anything, you need an investigation of how this happened.
Yes. Investigate the investigators.
Which Lindsey Graham is evidently now saying ought to happen. I also want to know this. This is my big question. How many times does someone have to be wrong before they're no longer taken seriously? Isn't your word your bond? Isn't that where you either have or do not have credibility and integrity? Please answer that question for me, Chris. How many times does somebody have to be wrong, lie, whatever you want to call it, before you no longer take them seriously?
I mean, I don't know. What is it? One time, my bad. Second time, you know, then it's her first time. Hey, I don't know the old saying, but my point is that at some point, there's got to be a mea culpa from the mainstream media. If you go to Drudge right now, I mean, it talks about 533,000 articles about Russia and Trump, over 2,000 minutes on network television about Russia and Trump. I mean, if you broke that down and looked at how much time was actually talked about a roaring economy, it's probably not even close. And I would love to see Zuck from CNN and other people at these media companies come out and just say, you know what, folks, we're sorry. And at the same point in time, I love what President Trump said. There's rumors where he's going to come out and say, hey, some of these journos need to be held responsible and get fired because they kept pushing this collusion delusion ad nauseum.
Wait a minute. I got some breaking news by text here. Good morning, Scott. There's a lost dog. Looks like it's a blue heeler. Has black gray spots, white paws on both front feet, blue eyes, seems friendly, has no collar, and is roaming around the rural Woodworth area. Thanks. I hope it belongs to someone. So text me if you need that dog. A little breaking news. We're not beyond helping somebody find a lost dog, for crying out loud. 701-367-2054. Here's some of the comments from our listeners today. I want your response. Mr. Chris Berg, the wrong people were investigated and charged. It should be Obama and Hillary. Will that happen?
I hope so. I mean, that's what Lindsey Graham is suggesting. We're going to start going down that pathway. I mean, here's one other thing I want to mention, speaking about investigations and what happened in November of 2018. Because what's so interesting, Scott, is how before the Mueller report came out, everyone was saying, you know, we're going to subpoena Bob Mueller. We want him in front of our committee because we need to ask questions. If he's not going to release the full report. Now, if you notice, they moved that to Bill Barr because they know the first question Republicans are going to ask Bob Mueller is, when did you know there was no collusion? Was that before the midterms, Mr. Mueller, or after the midterms?
Yeah, no kidding. And by the way, this is getting missed on the obstruction of justice charge. The obstruction of justice charge only is relevant if there is if there's collusion. If there's no collusion, you don't even go there. So he should have even probably just said that, you know, that obviously we have nothing to look into there because of the first one. Instead, he puts that out to say, well, you know, the attorney general's off, which is a total swamp move by Mueller. Total swamp move. You know, I don't think it matters at this point because the attorney general and deputy attorney general did their job, but that was a stinker too, wasn't it?
Well, and again, I think we've got to go back to the brilliance 4D chess of President Donald J. Trump. I mean, you know, there's reports out there that Rod Rosenstein was going to initiate the 25th Amendment or be wired, you know, with a sitting U.S. president. I mean, that's insane, right? Everyone's like, get rid of Rod. I said get rid of Rod, but Trump was smart enough to keep him around because guess who had to release parts of that report yesterday about obstruction of justice?
I know we've got to go,
but that piece is very important.
Another text, you remember Mueller and the 10 lawyers investigating were all Democrats, and they didn't find anything. Case closed. Amen. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Thanks, Chris.
We're back with Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in and check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.